A lot of people are wondering if the packages are safe, if the food they're getting from grocery stores are safe, things they're touching at the grocery stores are safe. We have an expert, Dr. Julia Marcus, epidemiologist and assistant professor of population medicine at Harvard Medical School. Doesn't get much better than that. Let's talk about how long the coronavirus can live on any of these given surfaces. Now, the Diamond Princess cruise ship reported that 17 days after passengers were evacuated, the virus was still detectable. Is that possible?
It is possible. What we learned from the CDC report is that you can detect viral RNA on surfaces for up to 17 days. But I want to be very clear here that that doesn't mean the virus was actually viable for that long or that contact with those surfaces would have infected someone. So when we talk about detecting viral RNA, that just means that there was evidence that the virus used to be active there. It's almost like a fingerprint.
So how long should we worry about the virus being active on any particular surface, and does it change from surface to surface?
Well, we know the virus can remain viable for hours or even a few days, and it does depend on the type of surface. It can persist on copper for up to 4 hours, on cardboard for up to 24 hours, and on plastic and steel for up to 72 hours. But the amount of virus decreases very quickly over time, and that happens especially in the first few hours. So the risk of infection from touching those surfaces, first of all, we don't know if there is a risk of infection or how great that risk is. But if there is one, and it's likely possible, it probably decreases quickly over time as well.
Dr. Marcus, I'm afraid, and everybody I know is afraid of touching their mail. Are we crazy?
Not crazy. There's a theoretical risk of transmission, but you have to think about all the things that have to happen in the causal chain. So somebody who's infected has to be symptomatic enough to get droplets, let's say through a sneeze or a cough, onto your mail, deliver it to you. You have to pick it up within a few hours while the virus is still there and viable. And then, touch your eyes, your nose, your mouth. And so there's a lot of different things that need to happen, making it a pretty low theoretical risk by the time it makes it into your house. The best thing to do is to just think about hand hygiene. So when you bring something new into your home, whether it's a package or the mail, wash your hands.
But then you may touch it later, open it later, wash your hands after that as well.
Yeah, I mean, what I do is I open my package, I get rid of the box or the envelope, I put it in the recycling, I wash my hands, and then I don't worry about it after that.
I'd like to not worry about something after anything at this very moment. All right, let's talk about food deliveries. People are very concerned about food delivered from the grocery store or restaurants, the packaging, maybe the food itself. Should we be worried about that?
Just like the mail, we don't currently have evidence that the virus is spreading through prepared food or through food packaging, and it's probably a very low risk, but that doesn't mean it's not possible. So again, what I want to emphasize is the importance of good hand hygiene, and that's especially important before eating.
But what about consuming?
Yeah, I mean, again, we're talking about let's say you go and get takeout. You have to think again about that causal chain that would need to be there in order for you to become infected through the food. And if something is cooked, that again reduces the viability of the virus. So we're talking about a very, very low risk, not impossible, but very low risk. And I would just say wash your hands. And if you feel more comfortable just cooking your own food, you could stick with that for now, but I don't think that getting takeout is going to present a very high risk of infection at all.
And doctor, it doesn't actually transmit so much through the digestive tract as it does through the airways.
I think that if there are droplets on your food, let's say somebody is preparing your food, they directly cough into your food and then you consume it immediately, then I think it would be possible to be infected that way. But the likelihood of that chain of transmission happening is pretty low.
We're talking to Dr. Julia Marcus from Harvard. She is an epidemiologist and assistant professor there at the School of Medicine. Let's talk about social distancing etiquette. Let's say you're going for an outside walk with a friend or a colleague who doesn't live in your house. How far apart should you be then?
Well, the current recommendation is to maintain about 6 feet of distance from people who don't live in our household. So going for a walk is a great thing to be doing these days. We definitely should be getting out of the house, but trying to maintain some distance of about 6 feet if you're going for a walk with a friend, not a family member in your house, I think is probably the best recommendation at this point.
Okay. And upwind, downwind, should people be concerned about that?
You know, there was something that went viral recently on social media about particles upwind and downwind, and when people are running, how far those particles can travel. But there's really no solid science on that yet. So I wouldn't be too concerned about it. I think if you keep that 6 feet of distance, you'll be okay.
And then when you're walking past somebody going the other way, that's always a concern, too. You notice that people now are trying to get as far away, sometimes walking into the street to get away from people that they're going to be crossing. Where are we on that?
I think, again, that 6 feet should probably do it. And, I mean, the reality is that your risk of becoming infected is much higher if you're in close contact with somebody, you're spending a chunk of time with them. Just walking past somebody on the street when you're a few feet away from them is really unlikely to be a high risk of transmission.
Dr. Julia Marcus from Harvard, are masks effective?
Well, the current recommendation from the CDC is to wear a cloth mask, especially in situations where social distancing is not, or physical distancing is not possible. So, you know, that would apply in, let's say, grocery stores or pharmacies where you're walking down an aisle next to somebody and it's really hard to keep that 6 feet of distance. And so I think in that situation, it really makes a lot of sense. And it's important to remember that the whole purpose of the mask is less about protecting you from infection, but protecting other people, particularly because this virus can be transmitted when you don't have active symptoms. So you may not even know that you're infected.
Hate to be judgy, but I don't think people are using their gloves properly. Rubber gloves, neoprene gloves. The glove isn't some magic barrier. If you still touch your face, it's like touching it with your hand.
That's absolutely right. Gloves are almost like a second skin. It doesn't help you to be wearing gloves if you're going to continue touching your face. So what may be best is actually just not wearing gloves, but washing your hands well and remembering not to touch your face, especially when you're in the store actively shopping and touching things.
And finally, Dr. Marcus, people are hoping that this goes away in the warm weather, but that doesn't seem to be the case globally.
No, I mean, we'll have to see what happens, but at this point, there's not really evidence that transmission is going to slow down in warmer weather, unfortunately.
And warmer ambient temperature doesn't make a difference either, even in your house.
Well, it may make a difference in terms of how long the virus persists on surfaces. It doesn't. It may not do as well, based on what we know about other similar viruses, it may not do as well on surfaces in warmer weather, but that doesn't necessarily mean that person-to-person transmission is going to slow down at all.
So people shouldn't make it 90 degrees in their house, though.
No, I wouldn't recommend that.
Okay, I know. But listen, people are looking for anything at this point, doctor. I don't know.
Right.
That's where it is. Dr. Julia Marcus from Harvard, thank you so much. Appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me.